year with a Western release in 2020.
Nice.
And then there's also East 9, which is also, I'm also extremely hyped for. Basically, like, there's tons of stuff I'm just looking forward to coming out sooner or later.
Well, we've got apparently 3 new Neptunia games on the horizon.
I don't know, man. I don't know about. I'm not a big Nep fan here, although some of Compile Heart's other games I've played and enjoyed.
Which ones? Fairy Fencer F?
So, Fairy Fencer F, Miri Skelter, and like I said earlier, Death End. And, I mean, I feel like they sell all their Neptunia games to get money from that, and eventually they use that money and they make actual good games.
Savage. I just started playing Death End last night, actually, and it's fun, I like it so far, but it's got like a $3 budget. The cutscenes are so janky.
Which is weird because
Four Goddess Online was beautiful. It was such a gorgeous looking game. And then, like, fucking Death End looks like it was made in Miku Miku Dance.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, you play that game just for the battle system. I mean, the VN segments is basically choose your own story tier.
Yeah, I haven't gotten far enough yet to, like, really dive in, but the battle system from what I've played of it so far seems pretty cool.
Basically, like I said, you're gonna walk away just remembering that as the only good part of the game.
Duly noted. That and Sekiro are my babies right now. Alright, what, any other good takes? Any other spicy topics?
Oh, I mean, in terms of anime, I want to say 2019 so far has been pretty bland.
Ooh, okay. What, have you liked anything?
I mean, the last thing I really watched from beginning to end was Hakuraku Saibo, Cells at Work.
I dropped that, I think. Yeah, I dropped that one.
I don't know, man. You should watch it. It's good. Remember, 2018, we should fuck ourselves.
Did you watch Zombieland?
No, I didn't.
Why this?
I mean, I don't know, my taste in anime, I'd say is weird. I mean, I don't watch meme shit, although I'd say sometimes I do, but it's just, if I like it by the end of the second episode, I'll watch it. And if the third episode doesn't interest me, I'm pretty much dropped it by then.
Yeah, I guess that's not a bad metric. If a show can't rope you in 3 episodes, then it's probably not going to be your thing. And for the record, I didn't drop Cells at Work because I didn't like it. I just wasn't... Like... how to put this? I didn't hate it. I just wasn't really, like, invested in it at the time. And I think I was watching a bunch of other stuff. So I just said, okay, if I'm going to, like, drop something, it'll be this one. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I guess I'll take the next call. Oh, what were you going to say?
Yeah. I think that's about it.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Definitely fun having you around. Thanks for listening, as always.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Sayonara. All right. Ready for the next caller? I'm hoping somebody out there calls in with, like, the spiciest take. Like, I want to hear somebody tell me something that, like, will get everyone pissed off. Someone call up and tell me about, like, why they think flow is shit, or, like, you know, why... whatever. Here we go. Leo, you are on the air. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. What would you like to discuss?
This is awkward. I'm listening to both the radio and this at once, so...
Oh, yeah, don't listen. Don't listen into radio.